Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus podcast of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. As you know, Jim and I have a motherload of music that we want to tell you about, songs that we love. Jim, it is your turn to go to the desert island to plug a new song. Give us a hint of what you're going to play.
Greg, I had so many choices to choose from this artist, more than 40 albums.
Wow.
In a career that stretched back to the early 70s, and I just had a devil of a time choosing only one.
Okay, that sounds like an intriguing selection. We're going to hear that in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We're back, Jim. What song are you going to add to DIJ today?
Greg, often we use these desert island choices to highlight an artist we have recently lost. They're on our mind. We go back and revisit the discography. Klaus Schulze, a pioneer of electronic music, died at the age of 74 just recently, mid-April, after a battle with what his family described as a long disease. But one of the things that inspired me about Klaus Schulze's career is that unlike many of those musicians in that vaunted era of krautrock, early 70s in Germany. The psychedelic movement gets to Germany a little later than it did Summer of Love, 67, London, and San Francisco, but so much great music. You know, Kraftwerk has its roots there and the band Neu. Klaus Schulze starts out as a member of Tangerine Dream as the drummer, one of the most influential bands from the krautrock movement in terms of like all the soundtracks they did later. Then joins Ashra Temple, really cool, freaky, commune krautrock Krautrock rock band that made an album with Timothy Leary, of all people. But he only lasted one album with each of those outfits, and then he starts a solo career in 1972. What I think is so inspiring about Klaus Schulze is that he was amazingly creative and inspirational to other artists from 72 until his dying day. At one point, he was a part of a super group of Krautrock musicians called the Cosmic Jokers, whose members at different points included the jazz guitarist Al DiMeola, and later he worked with Bill Laswell. He worked with Steve Winwood. He made a fine record in 2008 with Lisa Gerrard from Dead Can Dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, throughout his entire career, he was always encouraging other artists, pushing them forward, lending his talents to their work, and doing incredible work of his own. And right in the center, we have 9 or 10 albums inspired both in their titles and in some of the music by Pink Floyd. He dives deep and reimagines Pink Floyd as these kind of synthesizer-driven electronic instrumentals. He called all of these Dark Side of the Moog, right?
Yeah, right?
Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd. Yeah. I'm going to play a track called Set the Controls for the Heart of the Mother, which pays tribute to both Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun by Pink Floyd and Adam Hart Mother. Don't get hung up on the Pink Floyd connection. Love him or hate him, and I love that early era, mid-era of Pink Floyd. You know, listen to what this guy was doing, both with the electronic keyboards and the rhythm. So much of that early German music, electronic use of the analog synthesizers is kind of flat and doesn't move. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Kraftwerk played with the beat always, right? And Neu. But a lot of the other stuff, Tangerine Dream and other bands that were doing the synth music, Cluster, kind of static. And it's meant to be static.
Ambient,
yeah. But a lot of those artists wound up being New Age, mm-hmm. which is where, you know, music for the yoga mat, it kind of loses me. But Schulze always had this sense of combining with the drone, there was this pulse, this driving rhythmic pulse. And it's there as a constant through all 40 of these albums.
Mm-hmm.
Some a little more rhythmic than others, some a little more ambient. But there is much rewarding music in this deep, deep catalog. When I was writing my first book, A History of Psychedelic Rock, you know, Caroline Records had put out the Essential Klaus Schulze, 72-93. It came out in 93. And this was making the case that here is yet another artist that leads us to Aphex Twin and Moby and The Orb. And it made perfect sense to me. At that point, it was very, very hard to find Schulze's music. And now, of course, it's all on the net. Dead at the age of 74, somebody we really had to pay tribute to. Set the Controls for the Heart of the Mother.
That is Set the Controls for the Heart of the Mother by Klaus Schulze. Good choice for a DIJ, Jim.
And of course, it's like 20 times longer than that snippet we just played you.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
But man, the fact that he is a drummer, it should almost be a qualification. If you're going to noodle around with these synths, you better have a sense of pulse, of rhythm, as you were saying.
Yeah, because otherwise it's the oral equivalent of drying paint.
That's right. And that is it for this bonus episode. If you've got thoughts on this episode, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org.
And thanks, as always, to Sound Opinions producers Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, associate producer Sol Delgadillo, intern Mary Berthel, and social media consultant Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.